Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ, the King of the Universe. Our presider is our pastor, Father Ramon Valera.
Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My friends, our church liturgical year comes to an end with the solemnity of Christ the King. I think it is fitting and proper that everything that we have done for the whole liturgical season, ending with ordinary time, we come back to Jesus and say, Hail Jesus, you are King and Lord of our hearts. But his kingship is not only of authority, but it's not of power, but it is of service. So as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us recall to mind our sins. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things, in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majestic service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then to the righteous, they will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, for as whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do it for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Are these not some of the most beautiful words? These are the words we all long to hear from our King on our final judgment day. Jesus, in our gospel today, gives us a glimpse as to what will happen on that final day. And like a good teacher, the ones that were my favorites in school, he gives us not only the question that will be on our final exam, but he gives us the answers as well. And more than that, he gives us in an open book test. Simply put, the great question that will be put before us is, did we love one another? Every act of kindness, every act of compassion, every act of love we give to one another is an act of love to our King. Today, as Father mentioned, we celebrate the solemnity, the feast of Christ the King. It's an important day in our liturgical year because it's the culmination of a full year. 51 weeks we've journeyed through the Gospel of Matthew to this moment, and it appropriately ends on the day of judgment. And like a good tutor or friend, Matthew helps us understand. He takes a big yellow highlighting marker and he underscores for us what we need to pay attention to. In fact, do you remember the last two gospels of the preceding weeks? 2 weeks ago, Jesus taught us the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of them were prepared. They brought oil lamps to meet the bridegroom before the wedding feast. And they had oil for those lamps, so they were properly prepared and they were welcomed into the feast. The other 5 were not prepared. And the bridegroom said, I do not know you. And they were left out. Last week was the parable of the master who went away on a journey. But before he left, he entrusted to his 3 servants care for his property and his possessions. And he gave them each talents to use to care for his belongings. 2 of them used those talents well and were well prepared for when the master returned. And they received these beautiful words from the master saying, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Share in your master's joy. Beautiful. But one servant took his talent and he buried it. And he was sent away to a place where there was wailing and grinding of teeth. But today, we hear the good news that Jesus tells us that when that day comes for us, the great test is this. Did we love him by loving others? My 9-year-old nephew is really good at board games, especially chess. We started teaching him this game a few years ago and he really loved it. And now he's getting so good, you know, it won't be long before he beats his old Uncle Dan at this great game. But I'm hopeful it won't happen until at least his 10th birthday. But I digress. When we were playing this game, I couldn't help but think of it as a metaphor for how we live our lives in communion with each other. The object of the game is to protect the King. And every piece on the board has a very unique movement, particular to its own. Pawns can move just a square at a time, but in a forward direction. Knights are unique. They get to hop around other squares and land on them. Rooks can go forward and side to side as many squares as they want. And queens, well, of course, the queens can do whatever they want. They can move any direction as long as they want. In fact, Father, you'd think that they would reserve that kind of power for the bishop. But I digress. The point I'm trying to make here, friends, is this. Like those pieces on a chessboard, each of us are given a special gift, a talent, a manner in which to serve our King. Perhaps not all of us are called to serve in the ministry to those who are incarcerated. Maybe we're not called to serve those who are sick. But each of us knows someone in our lives who may be hungering for companionship. Maybe this week we can take what Jesus tells us in this gospel and apply it to our lives in preparing for our own judgment day. Maybe that person who is home and lonely, they could use a visit or a phone call, or maybe just a text letting them know that you're thinking about them. Perhaps there's a stranger among us, maybe someone in our school or newcomer to our work, or maybe even to this assembly. Perhaps we can show welcome and hospitality to the stranger sometime this week. But whatever we do, let us try to see Christ in them, because that's what God calls us to do. And if we're successful in that, when our time comes and we stand before our King on that judgment day, we will hear the words we long to hear. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for you.
Having received the food of immortality, we ask, O Lord, that glorifying in obedience to the commands of Christ, the King of the universe, we may live with him eternally in his heavenly kingdom, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended.